We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Nathan Milton with a buy-seller hold. Devin Ford will work his way to be a starting safety in the NFL. I'm selling that just because, I mean, that's saying a lot. I don't see that happening. I would love to be wrong about that. I love that story. I think that had such a great kid for everything he's done and the team-first attitude he's had. Really like that kid. Really like that kid. Just a reminder for those who joined the show late that today's show will be buy seller holds that were from the message board. The premium message board is the only place we're getting buy seller hold questions from today. If you want to do a super chat, we'll get to those at the end. But for the rest of the show, we are just doing buy seller holds from the message board members at Irish Breakdown. We're not doing them from the chat. Just wanted to, I know some folks jumped in late. Just want to remind those folks that that's what we're doing. So Connor Laws with a buy seller hold, the starting right tackle for Notre Dame against Texas A&M is neither Baker nor Wagner. I'm selling that. I do think it'll be one of those two guys. If it's somebody else, then my answer earlier about Notre Dame being a finalist for the Joe Moore Award is even more emphatic of a buy. Because if it's not one of those two guys, it means either Sullivan Abshire or Gerby Lambert has a monster fall camp. And if one of those guys has a monster fall camp, then Notre Dame is going to be a lot better on the O-line. Or go back to John A1 scenario from earlier. If Emil Wagner is so good that he moves to left tackle and Charles Jagasaw moves to right tackle, and that's why it won't be Baker nor Wagner, even still, again, I'm way higher on what the offensive line would be at that time than even what I am now. So I'm going to sell it, but if it's not one of those two guys, then my optimism about this line is going to skyrocket unless it's coming from some crazy scenario where there's just a bunch of injuries. So, yes, I'm with you on that one, Connor Laws. That's a good question. Peruvian Irish, buy, sell, or hold. Rocco Spindler will be the starting left guard by Texas A&M. It better be a buy. I'm buying it, and it needs to be that way. Like, look, here's the deal. Love Pat Coogan. Great kid. He's going to give you everything he got. Ryan made a good point the other day. really good swing guy. Love to have him as a backup. Love to have him on the team. But if you're trying to win a national championship and you've got talented players like a Rocco Spindler, like a Sullivan Apsher, even like a Sam Pendleton, or even Chris Tarrick, who I thought played pretty well in the bowl game and it's a big 330-pounder, you just got to play those guys. You got to coach them up, get them ready, and play them. And with Rocco, it's not like this is a kid that's never played before. He's a senior that's got 10 starts under his belt. He was better than Pat Coogan at stretches last season. When I've said it before, when Rocco's at his best, he's better than Pat Coogan at his best. And I don't think it's close. If Rocco can be more consistent, which he showed in the spring game, and I thought he showed at times the week before in the Jersey scrimmage, then he's not just a better player, but a much better player. And so if that's the case, then he should start. And again, if Rocco wins the starting job, not handed to it, not Kuki gets hurt, but wins the job, goes out this summer, puts in the work, comes into camp in great shape, focuses on his footwork, focuses on his assignments, and he wins the starting left guard job, then I'm going to feel a lot better about the offensive line than I do now. And I think it's got a chance to be good now, but I still have some concerns and reservations about depending on who starts. And, you know, if Notre Dame's got Tosh Baker and Pat Coogan both starting on the offensive line going against Texas A&M, I'm going to be a little bit more concerned. If at least one of those guys is not starting, I'm going to feel better. If both of those guys aren't starting, I'm going to feel great. And that's not a knock on them. It's just right now, I think there's higher ceiling players. And if those higher ceiling players start tapping into that, I'm going to be excited about what this line can be. Very excited about what this line can be.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it, 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
My guy Jim Haller with a buy, sell, or hold. A Notre Dame player will win the Heisman Trophy in the next 3 years. No salty. It's not how many the great one will win. I love that little jab at our guy, Salty Virginia Peanuts. A Notre Dame player will win the Heisman Trophy in the next 3 years. I kind of feel like I almost have to buy it, even though I don't necessarily want to buy it, because I just feel like that. I just feel like super homerish when I say buy. But at the same time, I've also said I think Notre Dame's going to win a national championship in the next 3 years. And if Notre Dame wins a championship, then most likely they've got a quarterback or wide receiver or running back that's going crazy. And most likely that guy's going to then get thrust into the Heisman conversation. So I'm going to buy it. Jim, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy that's going to happen. Yeah, I'm going to buy it. So I'm going to buy that one, but I feel kind of weird doing it. All right, let's get back on track. Some more buy, sell, or hold. Just a reminder, again, I'm only doing buy, sell, or holds from the message board, not from the chat. So just a reminder on that. I see some people putting buy, sell, or holds in there, and I'm only bringing them from the message board. So just a reminder on that. Irishman 7114, buy, sell, or hold. CJ Carr is quarterback number 2 before the end of the season. I'm not only going to buy that, I'm going to emphatically buy that. I think there's a good chance. I probably still would have bought that if you would have said by the beginning of the season. Honestly, I would probably buy that, but I'm definitely buying it for the premise of the end of the season. Absolutely. Puerto Rico ND fan 1. Notre Dame will lose one or more projected starters to this transfer portal window. I'm buying that. Now, again, we're talking about projected starters, guys that we think right now are going to be starters. I'm buying that. I think there's a chance that somebody that leaves the spring as a projected number 1 is going to leave. Now, I think that the reason that, and I have some guys in mind, but the reason that I see those guys leaving, if they do, is because they're getting pushed. Not because they're taking NIL deals or whatever, just they're getting pushed, and there's a chance that when the season comes, they won't be starter anymore. And yes, Brian, exactly. Projected is a very tricky word. And that's the thing, is like projected by who? Projected by what part of it? So yeah, absolutely. It's a very tricky word, Brian. So I could see that. I could see one or more. If you'd have said more than one, I might have sold it. But even then, I still might have bought it. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I know Marcus Freeman's having meetings this week with players, and we'll have a lot more clarity on that when those are all done, if they're not already done already. So yeah, I'm gonna buy that one. Rudy was offsides. Steve Angeli never takes another snap at Notre Dame. I'm selling that. I think Steve Angeli will take another snap at Notre Dame. Like, we're in this kind of weird space with Steve Angeli, and there's players like that every year, so it's not abnormal, where it's either one extreme or the other with him. One is he's going to be the guy. He's going to start. He's great. He's the great Steve Angeli. He's becoming the next Ian Book. In a guy that certain Notre Dame fans just think is way better than he actually is. And I don't know why they fall in love with him, but they're just fall in love with him. And then there's the other side of the fan base that takes an opposite view of that. And I think part of it is pushing, and I think part of it is both of these sides are pushing back on each other. But the other side is this notion that Steve Angeli just is terrible and all these things. And I'm not necessarily saying that that's what Rudy was offsides was saying. But it's just that notion. Yes, I think Steve Angeli will take snaps at Notre Dame again. Yes, even if I'm right and CJ Carr beats him out for the number 2 quarterback job in fall camp, I don't see Steve leaving in the middle of the season. And so even if he stays, he's going to play at some point in time. We saw it this year where number 3 quarterback Kenny Minchie got snaps in games. So he'll take another snap at Notre Dame. He may take another meaningful snap at Notre Dame. I just don't think he's ever going to be the guy, but I think he'll take another snap unless he transfers this offseason, which I have not heard any rumblings at all that Steve Angeli's even thinking about transferring. So I'd be shocked if he doesn't take another snap at Notre Dame. And I honestly, with the punter situation, I wouldn't be shocked if you know, if CJ beat him out of quarterback, that there might be a chance that Steve becomes the holder, maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I could see something like that. R. Wright, 1993. Jaden Greathouse breaks out in a big way and has a 1,000-yard season. I'm going to sell that, R. Wright, 93, but I think of all the wide receivers that I watched this offseason or this spring, he absolutely has a chance to do it. To the point that I'll say this. We were asked before spring, we did a buy, sell, or hold the last time. It was back in March. We did one. And we were asked questions like this about that. And my answer was, I just don't see a guy getting 1,000 yards. I just think there's too much parity at receiver in a good way. There's too many playmakers. The ball is going to get spread around too much. I don't know if they're going to throw for enough yards to get a 1,000-yard guy. I was very skeptical of it. Even though I'm selling this one now, I'm selling it with way less confidence now than I was when we did this before. Because I could absolutely see Jaden Greathouse being that guy. I could absolutely see him. I mean, and I'm just talking regular season too. I mean, if we're talking regular season, you know, Jaden Greathouse, he'd have to average, just let me pull out my old trusty calculator here. He'd have to average 83.3 yards a game to get to 1,000 yards. I could absolutely see that in 12 games. Absolutely could see that. So could I see him getting 1,000 yards? Yeah, I could. Am I predicting it's going to happen? No, I'm not. And that's why I'm selling. But I'm selling it in a way that I would not at all be shocked if I'm wrong. I think he's going to be very, very good this year. Very good. But here's the only thing I don't know, and here's part of where my hesitancy is. I know that the current quarterbacks love throwing it to Jaden Greathouse. I don't know where Riley Leonard's going to be because I haven't seen him and Riley Leonard really connect. Because we just haven't seen Riley Leonard this spring. So that's another little caveat that makes me at least have pause about whether or not I'm going to completely flip my prediction that nobody can get to 1,000 yard receiving. And D-Rock Irish said in the chat, he said, let me find, great questions today. Well done, Irish folks. Yes, these are very good buy, sell, or holds. This is why I decided to do the whole show about it, because there are just so many. In the future, I'm probably going to take like the top 20 and just answer the top 20 as a segment at the end of a show. But sometimes I may just turn the whole stinking show into it because the questions are so good. But today, and that's what we're doing today. Greg Nielsen, what a buy, sell, or hold. Deon Colsey, am I buy, selling, or holding? Deon Colsey is one of the top six receivers and in the rotation for Notre Dame in the fall. I'm buying that. You know what? I'm going to hold it. And I don't love doing holds. And Brian J. Irish, I don't necessarily disagree with the comment you made earlier about holds. But there's just some things that we don't know yet. And so that's why I just need to pump the brakes and look at it from the standpoint of, let me just see how the portal season ends. And I'll say this. I don't know that Deon Colsey is going to go in the portal. I'm not saying he's going to go in the portal. I'm not doing any of those things. What I am saying is I won't be shocked if someone at receiver jumps in the portal. Will it be Deon or somebody else? I don't know. So please don't take this as me saying I'm predicting Deon Colsey is going to go in the portal. I don't know. I will say this. If Deon Colsey says, okay, I am staying at Notre Dame, I'm going to put in the work, I'm going to come back next season, then there's no doubt in my mind that Deon's in the top six. I think Deon's one of the two to three most talented receivers in the roster. When he wants to be, he can be that good. Is he going to be that good? I don't know. We'll see. But that's what I think. I think he can be that good. But I just need to know that he's going to be back. So I'm holding it for now because I want to see how the portal season shakes out. And then I'll have a better answer for you. But I will at least give you this, Greg. If he's on the roster, then I'm buying it. I'm buying it. Because I know he frustrates me. And the reason Deon frustrates me, it's the coach in me. The reason Deon drives me so nuts is because of how good I think he can be. And the frustration I have that he hasn't gotten there. Some of it's not his fault. Some of it is. And so to me, when I look at Deon and I say, man, dude, if you wanted to be great, you could be great. But you got to want it. You got to want it every single day. And I've been saying this about Deion since high school. So the biggest question I had about Deion is, does he understand what it takes to be great? And is he willing to work at it? And if that light goes on for – because I had the same question about Miles Boykin. And the light went on for Miles going into senior year. The difference is Miles broke out the spring of his senior year and Deion didn't. If Deion wakes up tomorrow and is like, you know what? My number one priority from now until, you know, the end of next January, February, whenever the national championship game is to do everything I can do to become the best receiver I can be. Not only do I think Deion can be one of the top six, not only do I think Deion could be a starter, I think Deion could be a difference maker and arguably their best receiver. If he truly committed himself to being that every single day, I think he could be that good. I absolutely do. And if he comes back next year, that leads me to believe that there's at least a good chance that he has made that decision to some degree. And we'll see if he does. Next question, I believe, is actually from Loco5, not Nathan Milton. So that's my fault for getting that incorrect. And his buy, sell, or hold. Kahanu Kia will be a key rotation player in 24 and a starter in 2025. I'm selling that. I think Kahanu Kia absolutely has a chance to be a rotation player in 2024. I just think he's also just going to be a rotation player in 2025 as well. If the starting linebacking core this year is Drake Bowen and Jack Kaiser, when Jack Kaiser leaves, I think the replacement for him is either Kingston Viliamu-Asa or Jaden Alsbury or Jalen Snead, not Kahanu. And it's in that order is my prediction. It's in that order. So, no, I don't think Kahanu will be a starter in 2025. I think he'll absolutely be a rotation player in 24 and 25 and a great special teams player in 24 and 25. He has been that impressive. And here's the thing about Kahanu. It wasn't just a blue gold game. And you guys know my stance on this. If we're watching Kahanu and he doesn't do anything, and all of a sudden a guy comes out and has a great spring game, don't care. We see that all the time. Nate Montana won a spring game MVP. Junior Jabby won a spring game MVP. The thing that had me sold on Kahanu is he looked good the week before in the jersey scrimmage as well. And that had a lot more at stake. So it's not just a guy that had a good day in spring. This kid's had a very good spring from what we could see. Very good spring. Domer Grizz with a buy, sell, or hold. After it all plays out, you will be highly satisfied with the 2025 receiver class, meaning add one to two more dudes. I'm going to give the answer to this, and I'm going to leave y'all hanging with a bit of a tease, and you're going to be mad at me, but that's kind of part of the fun. I get to have that fun sometimes. And that is going to come. This is my answer to that. I'm buying that. I'm buying that when it's all said and done, after it all shakes out and a lot of different things are going to happen, I'm going to look back at this receiving class and be very pleased with it. And I'll just leave it at that. And we'll just see how it all plays out. See how it all plays out. Buy, sell, or hold, JG Town. Buy, sell, or hold, that Notre Dame will have the young linebackers start by the later part of the year. I assume you're referring to Drake Bowen, Jaden Alsbury, and Kingston. I'm going to sell that because I don't think Jack Kaiser is going to lose a starting job unless he gets injured. So I'm going to sell that. Do I think all the young linebackers are going to, like, yes, I fully believe we're going to see a lot of Drake Bowen, a lot of Jaden Alsbury, a lot of Kingston Viliamu-Asa this year. I think we'll see a lot of those guys. Do I think they're all going to be starting? No, I don't. I don't. Indy Forever 76, buy, sell, or hold. Notre Dame will have a consensus All-American on each side of the ball by year's end. I'm going to buy that. They had that last year. They had two, actually, as a matter of fact, last year they had unanimous All-Americans last year in Joe Walt on offense and then Xavier Watts on defense. So consensus, absolutely. I think Howard Cross has a chance to be a consensus All-American. I think Riley Mills could have a chance to become that guy. I think Benjamin Morrison, if he's healthy all year, could be that guy. Obviously, Xavier Watts can be that guy offensively. Defensively, I don't think that's an issue. They could have multiples. Offensively, there's a lot more, okay, guys have to prove it. But between Riley Leonard, Jeremiah Love, or Jadarian Price, if one of them becomes the guy, between Charles Jagasaw, Billy Shrouth, Ashton Craig, Mitchell Evans, Jaden Greathouse. I think one of those guys emerges as a consensus All-American. I do. If the answer to this is if my buy is wrong, then it'll be because of the offensive side of the ball. I could see a scenario where there's not an offensive guy, but I think somebody will. I certainly think we'll see somebody emerge as a consensus All-American, because I like that you said it the way you did, because if you could have just said Notre Dame will have an All-American on the side of the ball, oh, sure, they'll have the second or third team All-American. Consensus All-American means, I believe, you have to be first team on, I believe, three of the five All-American squads. It's either two or three of the five All-American squads. That means you're pretty darn good. So I could see that. I definitely see that, and I'm buying that one. It's not as easy as just being an All-American, but I'm buying that one because I just feel like somebody's breaking out this year on offense, whether it's an offensive lineman, whether it's a running back, whether it's a tight end, receiver, quarterback, somebody's going to break out this year. I'm just not sure who it's going to be. By C.R. Lewis 80, buy, sell, or hold. Notre Dame will have more NFL draft picks in 25 than 24. Real quick, Joe, see you later, man. Have a good one. Thanks for being with us. Buy, sell, or hold. Joe Allen's leaving, by the way. I didn't kick him out. If you're listening via podcast. C.R. Lewis 80. Well, Notre Dame will have more NFL draft picks in 2025 than 24. So let's set the couple things. Let's say, so right now there's eight guys that are on the verge of getting drafted tonight. You've got Joe Walt, Blake Fisher, Sam Hartman, and Audric Estime on offense. Defensively, you've got Javonte Jean-Baptiste, Maris Leofau, J.D. Bertrand, and Cam Hart, right? Those are then maybe like a Thomas Harper sneaks in. But right now, I've only seen those eight guys get projected to get picked by somebody. Let's say seven of the eight get picked. Just to, you know, okay, it doesn't go perfect for Notre Dame. Let's just say seven of the eight get picked. I could see a scenario where only six of the eight get picked, but let's just say seven does. Next year, could Notre Dame get more? So next year, if Riley Leonard's healthy, he'll get picked. If one of the transfer receivers will have a shot to get drafted, whether it's Chris Mitchell or Bo Collins, if not both, but let's just say one. No offensive linemen. I think Howard Cross and Riley Mills both get drafted next year. I think Jack Kaiser gets drafted next year. That's five. I think Benjamin Morrison gets drafted next year. I think Xavier Watts gets drafted next year. So that's seven. So that's the ones I'm confident that those seven get picked. Now there's say Jadarian Price breaks out and rushes for 1,300 yards. He could be that guy. Let's say RJ Oben has a Javonte Jean-Baptiste type season. He could certainly get drafted. I mean, and he may already be there. And let's say, I mean, I could see that. I could see Jordan Patelho having a breakout year and him maybe getting drafted. I could see Rod Hurd having a really good year and testing well and him getting drafted. So between the seven I'm confident in, oh, and Mitchell Evans could also be part of that. So the seven that I'm confident in, Riley Leonard, one of the two wide receivers, Riley Mills, Howard Cross, Jack Kaiser, Benjamin Morrison, Xavier Watts. If six of those seven get picked, because let's say something could happen, somebody comes back, somebody gets hurt, whatever. Six of those guys get drafted. Then there's the chance that Mitchell Evans, leaves, and if he leaves, he gets drafted. The second of the transfer receivers that could get in, RJ Oben, Jordan Patelho, Rod Hurd. I think next year's draft class is going to be bigger. When I talk through it, C.R. Lewis, it becomes kind of clear that between the guys that I'm confident get drafted and then other potential players going and getting drafted, I'd be very shocked if next year's draft class isn't bigger than this year's draft class. Yeah.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rhino, 11:34, buy, sell, or hold. Kingston Viliama-Asa will end up with more snaps than Drake Bowen for the 2024 season. Assuming Drake is healthy, I'm selling that. I think Drake's going to be a starter for this year. If Kingston starts this year and Drake is healthy, it's more likely that they start together than Kingston beats out Drake. I think it would be more of that. So, no, if they're both healthy, I think Drake will have more snaps this year. I do. What's interesting, though, is, you know, you could see a scenario where, you know, Kingston's kind of that ultimate swing guy, kind of like Tavon Coney was in 2016. And Tavon led the team in tackles, I believe, and tackles for loss. But he didn't start most of the season because he was just that next man in type of guy. So I could see something like that. But I think Drake will have more snaps this season. I'm buying that. I'm selling that. Brock at AB. Both Jadarian Price and Jeremiah Love both have over 1,200 yards of offense this year. Now, that's an interesting one. Oh, I'm going to sell that one barely because I do think I could see both of them ended up with less than 1,200 yards because of the fact that they're going to split, but then also with Riley Leonard and his what he'll do rushing-wise. I'm buying them both being over 1,000. I'm going to sell with very, like if I was doing these buy, sell, and holds with a confidence meter, like 1 to 5, 5 being the most confident, I'm selling it, but I'm selling it with a confidence of 2. And I probably shouldn't have done that because then you guys are going to ask me to do that for all of them. That's going to take even longer. But I'm selling it, with low confidence. Kelly's dance instructor. Notre Dame will have a top 3 recruiting class in 2025 for any service. I'm selling that. I'm selling that, and I'm not even selling it because of the reasons I've talked about in the past, where, you know, that Notre Dame guys don't get, you know, evaluated correctly. They get dropped because people don't treat them right, and there's this bias and all these other reasons. I just don't think this is going to be a top 3 class. I don't see how the offensive class ends up top 5. You know, Deuce is a stud. The receiving core, I think it's going to be better. I'm going to be happy with it, but I don't know that it's going to have any top 25 players in it. James Flanagan's pretty good. Offensive line class is pretty good. D-line class is going to be solid, like Christopher Burgess, like Joseph Reef, like Davion Dixon, but I think they're going to come up short in numbers. You know, the linebacker class, I think, will have a chance to be very good. You'll have Anthony Sack who will be ranked high. You'll have I think they'll get one more guy to be ranked high. I think the DB class has a chance to be truly elite, but the running back position, the receiver position, not being elite, but being very, I'm satisfied, but not elite. The lack of numbers in the offensive line, the defensive line questions. There's just enough questions there to make me think it's not going to be top 3. Do I think it has a chance to be very, very good? Yes, I do. I think as a whole, this offensive class or this team has a chance to be a top 5 class. Do I think that there's a chance that I could even rank it top 3? No. Do I think there's a chance that any recruiting service will rank it top 3? Absolutely not. And also partly because there's some guys in the class that I don't think are going to be ranked appropriately. And that's going to be part of it too. So no, I'm selling that one. I do think it's going to be a very good class, but I still right now have too many questions to really say, yeah, it could finish in that regard. Irish and Clemson's backyard. Notre Dame will buy, sell, or hold. Notre Dame will win all their big games, A&M, Florida State, Louisville, during the regular season this year, but will drop a game to a lesser opponent, and we will scratch our heads as to why. That is a good one. I'm going to sell, but I'm not going to sell with great confidence because I could actually see this situation happening. I could see a scenario where Notre Dame beats all those three teams and then stubs their toe at Georgia Tech. We've seen that happen to really good teams before. I mean, Clemson's championship team in 2016, team that went to the playoff and beat Ohio State 31-0, and they went and beat Bama in the title game in November, lost at home to a Pitt team that finished that year, I believe, 7-7, or 8-5, excuse me, 8-5. I could absolutely see that. Absolutely could see that. I'm going to sell it, though. And the reason I'm going to sell it, though, is because I actually think that Notre Dame will have a chance to lose one of those three games or to Louisville. I'm going to change my mind. I'm actually going to buy it because you left Louisville off your list. No, I'm not going to buy it because I'm thinking through this. Oh, boy. I'm going to sell it because I think if Notre Dame loses, they'll lose to A&M or USC. I think they'll lose to one of those two or Florida State. I think that's one three they lose. I don't see them losing at home to Louisville. I really don't. But honestly, at the end of the day, here's the problem with this. I kind of feel like Notre Dame's going to lose a game because I'm 11-1 in my prediction. But I can't tell you who they're going to lose to because I can say they could lose to A&M. And then I'm like, no, they're not going to lose to A&M. And I give you 20 reasons why they're not going to lose to A&M. They're not going to lose to Louisville. And I give you 50 reasons why they're not going to lose to Louisville. They're not going to lose to Florida State. And I'll give you 50 reasons why they're not going to lose to Florida State. And same with USC. But going undefeated is very hard. And it's hard when you play a challenging schedule. And I think this is going to be a challenging schedule. So I'm selling just because I can't think of any team that's not one of those three that I can see Notre Dame losing to. And the way that they played last year against those teams, boy, that would be tough for me. That would be tough for me. PA Irish guy 23, Jordan Patel has a breakout and has 10 plus sacks in the season. I'm selling that for the reasons I discussed earlier. Even if Jordan Patel has a breakout and plays great this year, I still don't see him having 10 plus sacks this year. Is it possible? Sure, it's possible. He's got the talent to do it. But I don't see it because I think the sacks are going to be spread around. I pointed this out earlier. Penn State led the nation last year with 49 sacks, number one in the country in total sacks. They didn't have a single guy with 10 sacks. Their leading sack guy had 7. So I don't see that one. Jim Halloran, by seller hold. Notre Dame does not make the playoff in 2024. I'm selling that, Jim. I do think Notre Dame is going to be a playoff team in 2024. I think they've got the depth. They've got the talent, the coaching is improved, the speed is improved, the depth is improved, the schedule is set up nicely for them in that they've got what I would argue the best team they're going to play all year at home, and they play one of the most talented teams they're going to play. They get early with a new staff. I think that works out well for them. They can sustain injuries better than they had in the past, and the fact is that the playoff is 12 teams this year. I just think this Notre Dame team is going to absolutely be a top 10 team. And if they're a top 10 team, they're definitely in the playoff. So I'm selling that. I think this Notre Dame team is going to be in the playoff. I absolutely do. Irish Cheesehead has a couple. First one, buy, sell, or hold. Billy Shrouth is the next Notre Dame lineman picked in the first round. I'm going to sell that because I don't see a lot of guard, like pure guards going around one. You might have like one or two a year, maybe. But I think he's got a shot at it. I'm kind of with him, honestly. My sell is also partly because of I just need to see it. I just need to see it. And could he be that guy? Sure. But I need to see it. Does he have the talent to be a first-round pick? Yeah. You know, last year there was one projected guard in the first round picked, and that's Peter Skoronski, who played tackle in college. The year before there were three. The year before that there was two, and both of them played tackle in college. These are guys that are listed on as guards on draft history, but one of those guys is currently playing left tackle, Rashawn Slater. So there's only one guard taken in the first round, and he played tackle in college. None the next year. There's one the next year, to the next year, but one of those guys, Isaiah Wynn, has played tackle in the NFL and is projected as a and played tackle in college. So there was only really one that year, none the next year, two the year before that, one of them played tackle in college, three the year before that, two of them played tackle in college. So there just aren't a lot of pure guards that get taken in the first round. Does Billy have the tools to do it? Sure. I just need to see it first. Benjamin, and the second one from Irish Cheesehead, buy, sell, or hold. Benjamin Morrison starts at Texas A&M. I'm holding on that one. I just don't know enough about the severity of his injury to know if he's going to be healthy enough to be there for that game. I'm holding on that one. I just don't know. I haven't heard anything one way or the other from Notre Dame. They just said he's going to be back in the fall. They didn't say for fall camp, beginning of the season. So I really don't know. And shoulders can be tricky. So I'm holding on that one. Buy, sell, or hold from Army 72. The O-line starters, as known now, will be the starters against Texas A&M. And for that one, Army 72, I am going to hold. I'm holding because right now, the projected starters are left to right, Charles Jagasaw, Pat Coogan, Ashton Craig, Billy Shrouth, Tosh Baker. I think at least one of those guys gets beat out by the time we get to fall camp. So, yes, I'm going to sell that. I'm going to sell that because I don't think the O-line that is known now will be the starters. And, Andrew, I heard that he said that on the sideline interview, but he's not going to say anything otherwise. Number one, he's not the doctor. He's not the team doctor, number one. Number two, he can't know that. Number three, Notre Dame kids are very well schooled on what to say when asked those questions. He's not going to say, I'm not going to be back till week four, even if he knew he was going to be back in week four, because that's just not how Notre Dame kids operate, nor should they. So I just don't put a lot of stock in that. I will say this. I hope he's back by then because they're going to need him back to truly be the elite defense they're capable of. But back to the question on hand, and I just wanted to say that, Andrew, I did hear that. Army 72, I'm selling that. I think one of the starters will get beat out. If not, I'll say this too, Army 72. I think there's a better chance that both of the guys I mentioned get beat out than neither of them do. So that's another aspect of it. Stephen B., buy, sell, or hold. Jadarian Price leads the offense in rushing yards, but Jeremiah Love leads the team in yards from scrimmage. We had that one earlier as well, and I'm buying that. I'm buying that. Played like a champion. It's got several here. By game one, Notre Dame's wide receiver room will stay intact with no one leaving via the portal or medical retirement. I'm going to sell that. I think there's just too many kids. I don't know who's leaving. I haven't been told for certain that a guy is going to leave. I just look at the way that some of the young receivers played, and I just have a hard time with either A, veteran saying, yep, I'm going to play behind that, or B, the young player saying, I'm not sitting for another year when I think that I can play. So I think at least – I think we'll see a guy leave and not be on the roster next year, so I'm selling that. He's got three more rapid-fire ones. Buy, sell, or hold. Jaden Harrison is in the top six receivers by game one. I'm selling that. I think by game one, it'll be Chris Mitch. I'm just going kind of Z – to X. I think it's going to be Chris Mitchell, Jaden Harris, or Jaden Greathouse. And then, you know, let's say the spring ended, you had Micah Gilbert there. I think Bo Collins will be there. You'll have Jordan Faison there. So those five. And then at least one of Jaden Thomas and Deion Coles. I think one of those guys is going to stay. I hope they both stay. And I don't have any evidence that they will or won't leave. We're just trying to talk practically here for the sake of argument. I think at least one of them stays, and if one of them stays and is healthy, they'll be in the mix. And then you've got guys like, if they both stay, that makes it even harder. So, and then KK Smith is the next one, so I'm not talking about him yet because I'll get into that. Buy, sell, or hold. KK Smith is in the top six by game one. I'm actually going to buy that because I really liked what I saw from KK Smith this spring, but I'm not buying with great confidence because I could see the light going on for Cam Hart in fall camp. And he's just too good not to put on the field. But I really think KK Smith has a chance to be a good football player at Notre Dame. And I'm going to buy that. He's going to be there. And then the final one, buy, sell, or hold, Chris Mitchell's in the top six by game one. I'm buying that. And barring injury, my confidence is a 5 out of 5. I mean, yes. That absolutely is going to happen. All right. Slant, burst, stick, post. Notre Dame, buy, sell, or hold. Notre Dame having four scholarship quarterbacks on the roster in the fall is a bad thing for the 2025 season. His premise being, this would limit reps for CJ and Kenny in a prep for a big quarterback battle next year. I disagree with that. And the reason I disagree with that is because you're assuming something that's not part of your question. You're assuming that if there's four quarterbacks on the roster, then that guarantees that CJ and Kenny will be third and fourth. And I don't accept that premise. I don't. I think if there's four scholarship quarterbacks on the roster and one of those two guys is good enough to be the starter the next year, then I do believe they will push Steve Angeli out at number two. And then that guy will have the reps. So I don't think so. And look, there's still plenty of rep opportunities and practice and scout team and all types of situations to get the work. And then, of course, you come into fall camp. They're only going to have three of them in the spring. I think Deuce might have a shot to be an early enrollee. I don't say yes because I don't know. But if Deuce is an early enrollee, you'll have four. And there's, again, plenty of reps to go around for those guys. So I don't necessarily believe that having four is bad for the roster. If anything, having four amps up the competition even more, and that's going to make them better. So that's where I'm selling that one. And here's the last two buy, sell, or holds of the day. This one is from Karen the Maven. Buy, sell, or hold. Notre Dame does the unprecedented and radical and uses a rotation of quarterbacks for the 2024 season. I think there's a little sarcasm there because you and I both know that that's not unprecedented. And it's not even unprecedented at Notre Dame, which we saw that in 2021. But no, I don't think they're going to use a rotation at quarterback. I don't think there's the skill set, in my opinion, for Notre Dame to use that. I think to do that, you're going to have a Tyler Buchner type of guy that's just a different skill set. In this instance, the guy with the different skill set is Riley Leonard, who's your starter. And so there's just no need to have that kind of thing. So I'm going to sell that. And then Poe Welch, 84, buy, sell, or hold. More than one Notre Dame linebacker will get drafted in the 2024 draft. I hope that I'm wrong on this one, but I'm selling that. And the reason I'm selling that is because I'm concerned about JD Bertrand getting drafted tonight or this weekend because of the injuries. Like I would have guessed that JD would have got picked, but the problem is he had the injuries that he missed the combine. He missed pro day. There's not official times on him. And I'm just concerned that with his size, that's going to hurt him. I think that's going to hurt him. So I definitely not a day one guy. So, you know, by the way, somebody asked, draft starts tonight. No, it's tomorrow. If I said tonight, it was a misspoke. If I said it, I don't remember saying it, but it's tomorrow night. Day two is rounds two and three on Friday, and then day three is Saturday, rounds four to seven. I'm just going to and by the way, J.D. Bertrand is not slow. I still can't believe there's actually Notre Dame fans that are still saying that. Like, he's not slow. He would have ran a 4.6 most likely, if not better, if he'd have had a chance to test. He's not slow. He's short and has short arms. Yes. And he's missed this entire offseason because of injuries. That's a problem. So I don't think he's going to get drafted this weekend. And that's just my opinion. I'm not a draft expert. I hope I'm dead wrong. I absolutely love that kid. Great kid. But I just don't think he's going to get drafted this weekend. So I think it's only going to be one Notre Dame linebacker. But I'm hoping that I'm correct. I'm incorrect on that one. So I don't mind being wrong about predictions and all the same things, but I definitely like being wrong at times. In an instance like this, I really hope I'm wrong. I would love to see JD Bertrand get his name called. Now, I've heard people make the argument that it's kind of sometimes better to get drafted, to not get drafted at all, than to get picked in the seventh round, because then if you're undrafted, you can kind of negotiate to what team you want to go play for. We'll see. But I hope it's also at the flip side, the reason I hope he gets drafted is because it's still that cool moment that so few people get to have. Like, think about it. of all the kids that played college football last year, Division I, 1AA, D2, and D3, all thousands, tens of thousands of kids played college football last year. Of that group, only 250-something are going to get drafted. That's a pretty special moment. And so I would love for him to experience that. It just, if my prediction is that he won't. But I really, really, really want to be wrong on that. Really want to be wrong on that for JD's sake. So anyway, that's going to do it, everybody. That was a lot of fun. I hope you guys had as much fun as I did doing this show. A couple little glitches here and there, which we'll make sure I'll do my best to get worked out next time when we do this segment. But this is going to be the Wednesday segment moving forward. In the future, the Buy, Sell, or Hold will be more so a shorter segment with fewer questions. I'm going to probably limit it to like 20, so I'll pick like the best 20. So it'll be from message board, premium members on the message board at boards@archbreakdown.com. And so it'll be more, hey, get your questions in. They better be good because I'm only taking the top 20 for the segment. And then we'll talk about other segments before. But occasionally as we go through the summer, especially when I'm with Vince, there may be some times where we have so many good questions that we just decide to do the whole show on Buy, Sell, or Holds. And I think also you guys did a great job this time of a little bit of a better feel for what Buy, Sell, or Hold is. It's not like last time there was a lot of kind of like mailbaggish type of questions that were just genuine questions. This time there was a lot more of set a premise. This is going to happen. Buy, Sell, or Hold that happening. I thought you guys did a great job with it. Tons of fun. Lots of great questions. And enjoyed the chat for the most part. There's a little brief period where there was the Michigan stuff going on, but I'm kind of giving you guys a hard time. Great chat going on. Loved seeing your guys' responses to a lot of these. It was a whole lot of fun. Tonight, Ivy Nation Sports Talk, 6 o'clock tonight. Sean Stiers and the boys will be there tonight. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Ryan and I will go live to preview the NFL draft, probably have some other Notre Dame topics that we'll discuss. Friday, we'll have a Notre Dame recruiting hour. It will be Ryan and Sean on Saturday or on Friday. And then we will have some post-draft stuff. Ryan and I are working on doing some post-draft stuff with some of the guys as well. So be tuned in. And that's why after you hit the like button, you need to make sure you've hit the notification bell and that you share this podcast. But the notification bell will alert you when we decide to go live or when we've published new content. So you definitely want to check that out as well. And if you haven't seen it, get on the boards at boards.archbreakdown.com. Tonight at some point in time, I'm getting ready to go prep make dinner here for Angela and I here a little bit. Gonna make some steaks tonight, by the way. I'm very excited about that. But after I'm done with that, I'm gonna get back to breaking down the gold team offensive line. I've got the grades all done, the breakdowns all done. Now I just got to put it into written form and put it on the board. It'll be premium members only, complete play-by-play grades of the gold team offensive line. So you definitely want to check that out, and that is for premium members only. So have an awesome rest of your day. I'll see you guys again very soon on the Irish Breakdown Podcast.